This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel rescues four hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attack, and at least 210 Palestinians are reported killed. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared. Argamani is one of the four hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nuzarat. Meanwhile, heavy fighting is ongoing in central Gaza, where the hostages were recently rescued. According to Gaza's health ministry, people, including children, were killed in multiple attacks as people fled for safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed U.S. President Joe Biden in Paris on Saturday for a state visit. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhard reports.
Both men welcomed the rescue by Israeli forces of four hostages held by Hamas since October.
We won't stop working until all the hostages come home and a ceasefire is reached.
À Gaza, nous voulons obtenir...
Macron told reporters the two countries will work harder to prevent a regional escalation of Israel's war with Hamas. Macron and Biden are also aligned in their country's support for Ukraine and opposition to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And this week we have showed the world once again the power of allies.
The Saturday visit, which came after the two commemorated the D-Day landings days earlier, concluded with a dinner at the French presidential palace, and the two presidents toasted what they described as shared values and friendship between